I was so excited to be back with Dustin and Sarah. I think we had figured it out that it had been around a year since we had shot their engagement session, which is such a long time to not see people. When I got there, Sarah was beaming with excitement. Their day was finally here. And although Dustin was making his way to the barn at the Meadows in Orrville, which is, by the way, such a unique and beautiful venue, she couldn't have been more excited. Sarah's two-piece dress was incredible. It fit her perfectly, and the details on the top were absolutely stunning. The bridesmaids wore dusty blue dresses from David's Bridal, and I swear dusty blue is the color of the year, and I am here for it. The guys wore amazing gray suits from Men's Warehouse. They all looked so sharp. We had an incredible day of sunshine and warm weather, not a cloud in the sky. And I've been so grateful for couples who step outside of the box. Sarah and Dustin wanted to read letters and pray together, so we incorporated those moments by putting them back to back for their first look. Allowing them to read each other's letters where they would simultaneously laugh and acknowledge where the other was in the letter based off their expressions. They held hands and Dustin began to pray for them, his voice quivering at moments as emotions were super strong. As they stepped apart to get their first look, it was like her beauty stopped him. But don't worry, his excitement quickly picked up pace and he just could not believe it. Sarah is a natural beauty. She doesn't need to be all dolled up, nor does she typically wear a lot of makeup. So she chose to go all out for her bridal look and it was amazing. And it blew Dustin's mind. He had some of the best facial expressions I've seen to date. As we were taking some bridal portraits, I had arranged for their friends to sneak and surprise them, and it was perfect. Such a good group of people to be surrounded by. You were only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and so seeing all of my couples with their friends makes perfect sense. Your friends are the greatest compliment to who you are, so choose wisely. Dustin and Sarah most certainly did. Their ceremony was the greatest representation of who Sarah and Dustin are. It was inspiring, different, and most importantly, purposeful. I've been thinking of how to explain this to you all since I drove away from that beautiful property. At the center of their lives is Christ. They do all things for Him. They live every day trying to best serve Him, and I can tell you they did just that. I couldn't help but chuckle at how many times Sarah and Dustin would look out towards their family and friends almost in disbelief that they were there. They were finally getting married. They both were like two kids in a candy store, excitement oozing from them both, puddled at their feet. A day we often say, this is your day, it's your wedding day, and it's all about you. It's essentially industry standard. I've said it, I probably say it at every wedding, but it's not even close to how Sarah and Dustin viewed their day. It was never about them. It was always about Christ and serving. This wasn't your standard church wedding. There were no stained glass windows, no echoing songs high into the ceilings, but He was present. He was present through these two. They brought all the things about the church and praising and remembering Christ and brought it to the countryside. I honestly think it worked in their favor. I've heard in other ceremonies fathers say, they make churches so pretty so that you have something to look at when you tune me out. But everyone was so focused on Sarah and Dustin's ceremony, no one was tuned out. Their pastor said something along the lines that Dustin and Sarah wanted to make sure that this was expressed during their ceremony. They wanted everyone in attendance to know that God desires a relationship with them. That Dustin and Sarah wanted to help you start your walk with Christ. They devoted their ceremony to serve God in a way I had never experienced. The question was, how can I best serve Him? They vowed to be together, but more importantly, they vowed to keep God at the forefront, keep focusing on how to serve Him best, but serve together as husband and wife. That was to spend their wedding encouraging others to begin a journey with Christ, to be open to sit down with their guests versus dancing, if it meant helping someone to see God's love. I walked away from their day knowing I needed to be more purposeful in my daily life. Sarah told me what she loved most about her venue were the lush greens all around and wanted to do all of their portraits within them. So dreamy with the sun constantly poking through the trees. As I listened to people toast about Sarah and Dustin, it was obvious that they are inspirations to so many people. Sarah's sister was in tears most of the day, overwhelmed with love for her sister, her best friend. Sarah's hardworking mindset, driven to a career of caring and helping people, it's only natural she found Dustin, who very much shares the same aspiration. Dustin's best man, Israel, spoke about him. He spoke about funny stories they shared, his undying love for the Cleveland Browns. Bless your heart. But Israel spoke about Dustin in a way that I'd never heard a friend do. He talked about Dustin's ability to overcome. I have spent less than 24 hours in total in person with Dustin and Sarah, and yet when Israel spoke those words, overcomer, I thought, what a perfect description of him. And as he spoke, groomsmen were nodding in agreement. You see, for those of you who don't know Dustin, he now has a prosthetic leg due to an accident when he was younger. He's in school for prosthetics and will one day soon help others facing the same challenges. Like Israel said, he is an overcomer. I began thinking about how God knows our life, our journey before we even enter the world, how God selects not only the person we want, the person we need, the person to complement us, the person to push us, to challenge us, and the person who will stand beside you, hold your hand as you face trials in your life so that you no longer face those alone. Someone to overcome with you. What an incredible gift that is. I was thankful for a long drive home, and it was a perfect time for reflection. Glorifying God. It's what He calls us to do, glorifying Him to the best of our abilities in all that we do. And that's who Sarah and Dustin are. Their love for Christ was evident. Their love for people, love thy neighbor, coveted those surrounding them that day, and I'm sure every day. They are purposeful in all that they do, and they do it for Him. Thank you so much, Sarah and Dustin, for reminding me of so much and encouraging me to be better for Him.